This is a continuation of the confidential document from the Earth Lab group to Croft Engineering and Lennox Institute. Page 2 of 3. The off-premises consultancy is for the retainer of $4,000 per month, valid for 6 months, warranting at least 30 hours per week of the time of Dr. Z.P. Charnot. This consultancy would entail the advance of the technology of dissolved and entrained air, the advance of the volumetric testing of dissolved and entrained air and other gases, especially for use in flotation. Performance criteria for CROFTA must also be negotiated as a condition of sustaining sole and exclusive licenses in the named territories. Other conditions and considerations may be added to this base document by amending letters, but this is intended to provide a foundational document from which to extend negotiations. Submitted by and on behalf of the Earth Lab Group, Z.P. Charnot, Ph.D., Executive Director of Operations. Accepted as submitted by and on behalf of CROFTA Engineering Corporation, this blank day of October 1981, Dr. Milos CROFTA, President. Accepted as modified in the attached document by and on behalf of CROFTA Engineering Corporation, Dr. Milos CROFTA, President. The actual dates and signatures were left blank. The next document, also directed to CROFTA Engineering, is regarding patent rights and non-disclosure. Lennox Institute for Research, Patent Rights. In general, it is agreed that precautions of non-disclosure and assignment of patent rights is a valid practice. From legal advice from the firms of Buckhorn, Clarquist and Sparkman, Flair, Hobach, Test and Alberton, Marks and Clerk, G.F. Redfern, Bovard and C., in summary, it is recommended that a balance of incentives and a distribution of consequences between the company and members of its staff is best practice. It is important to the company to preserve an incentive for innovation and disclosure of discoveries. It is important to honor the high value of time, material, and facilities provided by the company and the ability of the company to provide engineering, production, and marketing to bring innovation and discovery to the point of commerce. In paragraph 1 of the employment agreement offered by E.T. Connors, the phrase is used, where said inventions were made with the use of said company's time, material, or facilities. This means that if the person signing the agreement uses his own time, but uses the company's material or facilities, no consideration is given for the person's time. An improvement in the phrase would result from changing the word or to and so that it reads, said company's time, material, and facilities. In the same paragraph, the phrase is used, where said inventions relate to any art with which said company is at any time concerned. The company should state its art. This will prevent possible conflict in the future. Paragraph 2 states, I further agree not to disclose any information concerning the company's business, however obtained by me, to any third party. This statement cannot be executed. Personally, wanting to impart the reputation of the company, I have mentioned the visit of the officials from the state of Massachusetts to my wife and a physician friend concerned about the effect of water impurities upon health. This is literally in violation of this statement. I would at least require a waiver of this condition up to the present to bar liability from speaking about this visit. If the word confidential was inserted before the word information, the statement would make some sense and have the possibility of enforcement. Paragraph 3 states, and I further agree without charge to said company, but at its expense, to execute, acknowledge, and deliver all said further papers, including applications for patents as may be necessary to obtain patents. This circumstance did occur in connection with my position as head of the Central Research Laboratory for Rucker. I was in Sweden on a research grant. I had ideas which related to the fields of interest of Rucker. I reported them to Rucker. I could not take time, which was committed to someone else, to travel back to Oakland, California, and receive no payment for my time, instead of the payment received under the terms of the grant. Even if my time was paid, my income under the grant was greater than my prior income from Rucker. Besides that, the granting organization did not want the interruption from my commitment to them. Prosecution of a patent can consume substantial quantities of time. Such a term of relationship with Crofta Engineering or Lennox Institute for Research is counterproductive. Both a fee for time at or above the current income level of the person and some gesture towards the organization for which the party successively works will produce a workable agreement. I suggest the wording take this into account, and I further agree with payment at or above current income level during the successive year after cessation of a relationship with Crofta Engineering or Lennox Institute for Research, plus cost of housing and travel related thereto, and with permission of the organization being served during the successive year to execute, acknowledge, etc. In the particular case at hand, Crofta Engineering and or Lennox Institute for Research obtains the services of Charnot through EarthLab Vital Environmental Systems Limited. EarthLab Vital Environmental Systems Limited is licensed by EarthLab International BV through the Patent Alliance Trust Division of EarthLab Intellectual Properties NV on all research and inventory, all patents, patent applications, design patents, copyrights, know-how, or other intellectual properties of Charnot. Patent Alliance Trust issues sole and exclusive licenses with the right to sublicense to and through EarthLab International BV. This patent licensing requires that the field of interest and the territory of interest of the licensee be explicitly stated. The reason for this structure is to gain the advantages of the double tax treaties of a Dutch company, to shield the patents from the exposure to commercial liabilities, and to gain the multiplier effects of non-conflicting licensing. Because the concept of the rolling diaphragm, the hyperbolic valve, the rollamite flow meter pump, and the formulated and the continuous flow positive displacement pump were all formulated before any association with Crofta Engineering or Lennox Institute for Research, only a sole and exclusive license in the field of water clarification and purification can be offered, with all other applications reserved, but subject to specific negotiation with Crofta.